today's the 30th of December, and we haven't heard a surprise yet. The only surprise we've had is that we haven't had one. But we figured by reading the papers and everything that you've probably been real busy, so whatever it was that you had planned, we decided that maybe it just didn't work out. But don't worry about it, because we're not upset about not hearing, but we do hope we'll get a letter today anyway. I think that I'll go home tomorrow. I need to call and find out about the planes, and I'll just go ahead and fly to Angelo. Then I waited in hoping that we'd hear from you. Maybe we thought maybe that surprise was a phone call, and then we decided maybe that they were moving you to Germany or somewhere like that. Because you said you weren't coming home, but we couldn't make anything much better than that. Clyde just came up, and Gary, he gave us a check for $30, and he said that was our Christmas from he and Janet. They've given me a clock already, and I don't know. You can decide what you want. I think I'm just going to send it to you, and you can just keep it. Or you can decide what you want to do with it. We haven't been doing much around here. Your dad's in bed and covered up with about 10 blankets. He's been chilled this morning a little bit. He didn't go to work. So maybe he's getting some rest that he really needs to get. Anyway, maybe this flu's not such a bad thing to have after all. And your mother is going to make me go to the doctor. Reen and I are going to go this afternoon at 2, so maybe he can tell us something when we go. Well, here's your mom.
Oh, I don't know hardly what to say. We have a surprise coming up for you here on this tape, and we're not going to keep you waiting. We're just going to tell you. Kay called out at the radio station. I'm getting ahead of myself. She's probably written about going to the newspaper office at Muleshoe and getting this release that they had got on your first air medal. And so we called the radio station here at Friona this morning and told them about it. And she hung up, and I dialed Mom's number and said, now, they may put it on at 10, so I want Mom to listen. And while Kay was talking to Mom, it came on just that quick. And we're going to tape it. It'll be on again at 1 o'clock. We're going to tape it for you on this tape so you can hear it. We sure had a good time skiing, except so many got sick. There were several got sick. Melba Brown didn't ever get to go out and see them ski, and she wanted to so bad. Two of her girls skied, but she never did get to go see them, and another one of her daughters was sick, too. Kay sure did do good. We were so glad that she went with us and could enjoy it. You'd just be surprised. She just did real, real good. And I know she's going to be a lot better after some more practice, because she got kind of sick the second day and didn't get to ski much.
Well, I don't know how good I really was on the skis. I think Jinx kind of exaggerated a little bit. No. I'd kind of like for your dad to tell you a little bit what he thought. I don't know. You know, Dion, he's so nice anyway. He made me feel like I was just doing great, and your dad did too. But that first day I did pretty good. The first time your dad had taken me up on the little bunny slope there, and we did a little bit there, and then he took me up on the bigger pommel lift right there by the lodge. And so we got up to the top, and he was going to talk me down a little bit, and I just ran off and left him. I didn't fall, but I don't know how in the world I kept from it. And went so fast that my heart was just pounding. By the time I got to the bottom, I just couldn't believe what happened. But I made the neatest little snow plow down at the bottom of the hill and just turned around and got in line just like I knew, thought I knew what I was doing. So, I don't know, I think it kind of surprised me, that's for sure. And then the second day, we were standing in line and to go up on that pommel lift, and it was the first time we'd been up, and there were so many people there. The line was so long, and the wind was blowing real hard. But we got almost up to go to the top, and I just got sick at my stomach. I guess it was the beginning of that silly old flu, but I just thought I was going to keel over right there. And so I just took off my skis and went on inside the lodge, and Cheryl had gone in earlier because she was cold. But I went in, and I just couldn't eat anything or anything. I just felt horrible. You know how your skin feels when you get sick. It just gets that tender feeling all over, and that's just the way I felt. But I sat in there for about 30 minutes, I guess, and then went back out. And I came down the hill, I guess, about three more times. But I wasn't doing any good because I didn't feel very good at all. And finally, I just decided that I wasn't going to try it anymore. I went ahead and came on in. And well, I came in because Rosemary told me that Jinx and Rena got the letter from you. So I came on in. Then I guess I should have stayed out a little bit longer, but I wanted to see what you had to say. But so after I went in there, well, I just didn't even bother to go out anymore because I was just so tired and didn't feel good either. But everybody quit early that day, and we all went on back to Taos and did a little shopping and then went back to the motel and then got up the next morning and came home. So it was, I don't know, if everybody, like you said, it was, we had such a good time, but I can imagine how much more fun it would have been if everybody hadn't gotten sick. And especially now, since your dad's sick, I know he doesn't feel good at all, but I hope that the doctor can give him something this afternoon that'll help him get over it just real, real quick. I sent you a letter today, well, a clipping in the letter was about Anwa, and they had said there'd been a lot of activity around Anwa. Or is that A-N-H-O-A? I guess that's how you pronounce it, Anwa. But said that there'd been a lot of Marines and everything around down there. Something about the Tet Offensive. So I went ahead and sent it on to you, and we figured that that's what you've been doing, that you've been pretty busy with that. So just so we hear, maybe by letter today or tomorrow, well, I won't worry, but I know that if your surprise fell through, it was more of a disappointment to you because you knew what it was. But anyway, I'll go ahead and stop this now, and then we'll add on to it some more later.
We'll have the local news following this message from Friona State Bank. Gary G. Sneed, son of Mr. and Mrs. Renee E. Sneed of 1302 West 6th of Friona, was awarded his first air medal in Vietnam. He was sighted while serving with Marine Light Helicopter Squadron 367, 1st Marine Aircraft Wing, in the five northernmost provinces of South Vietnam. The squadron is based at Phu Bai Air Base south of Hue. Gary has been stationed in Vietnam for 5 months. He is due for his R&R leave in Hawaii in February and will return home in August. A 13-year-old girl.